The Moonlight Bazaar is an open-air festival in Uptown St John featuring food, local vendors and a variety of performances, and is one of the city's biggest and most popular festivals. However, this year, one of the sponsors is AI company VoltaGrid, which is aiming to build a data centre at the expanded Lawnville Industrial Park on the west side of the city. The US-based VoltaGrid is sponsoring the energy stage at the event, where rapper, singer, songwriter and producer Chaos is set to perform. As a result of resident opposition to the proposed data centre, calls have arisen for the boycott of the Moonlight Bazaar this year. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Sarah Nelson of Resist Data Centre New Brunswick about the boycott and its aims, as well as its opposition to the establishment of a data centre in St John.
We aim to do is try to minimize the profit of Moonlight Bazaar. We obviously support small vendors and local businesses, but we do not support VoltaGrid. So the boycott aims to kind of minimize their profit there and boycott the energy stage, which will be presented by VoltaGrid. We are hoping to set up maybe a GoFundMe or something for the vendors that have backed out or people that may lose profit due to the boycott, because that has been a concern as well. But we're trying to encourage people to support local every day rather than just once a year, because there's many opportunities for everybody to do that. And we also think that once a community is supporting each other and stronger, it's harder for companies like VoltaGrid to kind of intercept us or enter there. So that's kind of something that we're trying to get out there as well.
What has the response been so far from residents particularly?
Pretty good so far, as we've seen. A lot of people that I run into, regardless of political beliefs, regardless of whether they're a St. John resident, a Lawrenville resident, I've had messages from all over New Brunswick. We've even had some people from the U.S. come and attend our protests. So it's really been a unifying kind of issue across the political spectrum and like every spectrum, which is great. Other than with the Moonlight, the controversy being that there will be like small vendors there. That's one of the only things that we've been trying to navigate. Other than that, everybody is very supportive of the movement of nobody wants this data center here, because it's not really like a necessary evil.
What is your opposition to AI data centers? What are the issues that you believe are brought up by data centers?
For me, number one is the predatory nature of them. We're coming into a space where the companies coming in see us as like ripe for the picking, for lack of a better word, because there isn't much legislature or bylaws protecting the communities from these data centers, especially in New Brunswick. So they see us as uncharted territory with cheap energy and a lack of restriction. They're going to leech off of our resources, not give anything back. And then when it's all over, they will leave us in a wake of a flattened 220 hectares of flattened woodland. Number two is lack of transparency. It's a private contract. We actually don't even know who this data center is being built for or why. The argument can't be made that it's a Canadian business. They're based out of New York. Beacon AI is based out of New York and has never built a data center before, actually. And yeah, the residents have been left in the dark, which is something that a pattern that is emerging among, you know, other groups in Canada that I'm in contact with that are resisting data centers in their areas as well.
The alternate argument to that often is that it brings in business, brings in jobs. Are there positives that you see? I mean, how do you respond to the positives that are brought up?
How we deal with that is if these companies bothered to invest more money or more research into how we can make these data centers more sustainable, that would be better for everybody. If we just took a pause and the government assessed, took the time for the residents to see, you know, how this could maybe potentially affect wildlife, et cetera, et cetera. So we believe in really taking a pause and circling back. Like, for example, it's going to be a closed loop system, which some people see as a positive. But if you read the environmental assessment, there actually are no plans to dispose of the toxic wastewater that will be generated by the closed loop system. So there's a lot of like what ifs, a lot of like questions. So right now we really see it as a negative. The jobs proposed, there would only be 210 once it was operational, which is less than a Costco. So for the third largest emitter in New Brunswick, it's projected to be, and the amount of destruction and what ifs, to us it is not a necessary evil.
What are the aims to start with of this actual boycott?
Number one, what we've been saying all along is that we don't want VoltaGrid to feel welcome here. We want them to know that we don't want them here. We don't want them anywhere, to be honest. We can't be bought. That is our message, is you're not going to buy us with a concert. This resistance cannot be bought. It can't be paid for. And you're not welcome here as a neighbor.
If you want to talk a little bit about what your actual aims are, what else you're attempting to do to sort of like bring awareness of this.
Number one has always been awareness, because I feel like what they're doing is, it's very quiet. That is the number one thing. We want to draw them out, acknowledging that there is a resistance to these things in New Brunswick. Our aim was to get people to a point where they actually have to speak, because they want to be quiet. They don't want anybody to know what they're doing. We want people to know what they're doing. We want them out in the light and to face the music, basically. We were fortunate enough to have support at the legislature. We were there June 11th for a protest. We had the support of David Kuhn, Megan Mitten, and Ian of Laurinville as well. So, I mean, we have a lot of backing from, and they're across political parties. But the problem really comes down to, obviously, the government. It's nice to have their support, but a lot more needs to be done. Megan Mitten proposed a moratorium on data centers in New Brunswick, and it's stagnant for now because they won't be back in the House until September. But regardless, we got it to that point where we have the government talking about things like this. As much as we have a voice, their voice uplifts the community and uplifts us. So that has been really good to have their support. So that's what we're doing on the legislative side. Hopefully there's more to come in September. On Facebook, we're Resist Data Center NB. We also have a TikTok account, which is the same handle. And in Instagram, no spaces, the same handle. And we've been focusing a lot on like reels on Instagram, trying to get a lot of my fellow Gen Zs kind of like in this fight as well. So yeah, if people want to find us on there, we're all on all social platforms now.
Local 107.3 FM also reached out to the organisers of Moonlight Bazaar for an interview. Declining an interview, they provided their response to the calls for a boycott, stating, "We are deeply saddened to hear that some members of the community are planning to boycott this year's event. We are grateful to the local vendors who bring the event to life, and the many community partners and sponsors who make the event free every year. We fully believe that the 2026 event will be everything we've promised." If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.